Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
This is where I gather stories that we... Sometimes the stories we didn't use end up being really good, but for timing reasons, we didn't get to use them. It's after the show, and we're in the studio. Back in the room. Men are getting scrotox injections. Like injections in their scrotum.
With Botox?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, for what?
To make it look better.
Huh.
Interesting.
I don't even make it look better.
A Botox injection into your... Can't make it look worse.
They're spending money on that?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You do all kinds of stuff, too, that you're spending money on. Don't be judging.
I do not get scrotox.
But you don't have a scrotum.
Well, I would hope you don't get scrotox.
Oh, my goodness.
She probably would. According to a cosmetic surgeon, the man bag down there makes it more relaxed.
It's a man bag?
It costs about $700 the last nine months. I used to have this rumor I wanted to start that I had an abnormally large scrotum, and I just wanted to see if it would ever get back to me. So I tried to tell it to a couple people, and it never got back to me. So there's probably like four people that think I have a huge, huge, huge scrotum.
Like, how did you share that?
Well, I would be like, hey, don't tell anybody, but I went to the doctor. They said my scrotum is way larger than it should be. Like, just I was born this way. And I hoped that it would kind of go from person to person. And it never came back to me.
No.
So I'm just thinking there's a couple just sitting.
You're so weird sometimes. You're so weird.
Why?
The things that you think of to do like that. Like, I just would never think. It's just weird that you are like,
It was mostly the telephone game.
Yeah, I know. I get
it.
I get it. But your curiosity is just different. It's funny that that's what was curious to you. I'm going to see if a rumor about my scrotum will get back to me.
No, my huge scrotum.
Yeah. Huge.
It's like,
huge.
It's way bigger.
Like the doctor just thought I was
Or what if it was like, guys, you never believe this. My scrotum's up front.
Beeps above the frank.
Because that'd be fun. Right?
Oh, my God.
It's like,
yeah. So... Yeah, abnormal.
I thought Mike was bringing me a note. Sometimes during the show, Mike D will walk a note over it.
Pictures
of a scrotum.
Yeah,
it's actually like a scrotum.
Like actually, in Czechoslovakia, three men have been. Sometimes Mike D will walk over during the show and hand me a note and be like, "Hey, you're wrong about this, or here's the information you're looking for." When I said that, he walked over to me this computer. I was like, "Uh-oh, what's this about to be?" Yeah, there's that. I had that. I didn't get to it on the air, but I knew I wasn't, and I saw it. One of the stories I saved, and I told Mike D at like 6 this morning. I was like, we'll do the scrotum story after the post show. That audience is more of a scrotum audience. Netflix might start ranking some of its content by how popular it is, meaning we'll finally have a show, an idea of how popular shows are doing. I did see they released some information about their biggest shows, period, over the past few years, and their originals versus the ones that they buy to put on that have already run other places. And I believe Stranger Things was number one. Orange is the New Black is number two. But the number three show was The Office.
Oh, wow.
Of every show that they have. Mm. That's why people watch and have Netflix was the Office. The Office is bigger now than it was when it was on.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it now.
A lot of people watch it now. It's bigger now. It's more of a conversation topic because that was my favorite show while it was on. The Office... Forever was my favorite show. Then once it went off, it would turn into The Walking Dead, which now I'm not even caught up on The Walking Dead.
I'm so behind.
I'm so far. I don't even know where to start back.
Yeah. It's still on.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I think.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think The Office is bigger now than ever. And I was watching it last night. I started season 9 again last night. I watch all in order again, and they're just returned back from summer, and they're like, "What are you guys ever gonna do with this footage?" Like Jim and Pam wanted to take their mics off. Where are you, by the way?
I think I'm still. I must be on season 8 now. I think I finished 7. Eight.
But you don't watch every episode.
Well, yeah, I keep it running. So sometimes if I'm not in the room or by my computer and it's still running, but I don't go back. But my plan with that is once I get through it, I'll just start over again. I just feel like it'll take me forever if I sit there. And I can't sit there and just watch it, but it does entertain me while I'm doing things like blow dry my hair or getting ready.
Who's
or
your favorite
whatever.
Character?
Ooh, well... Now I'm in the episodes where Steve Carell's not on there, but I really like him.
Michael Scott's not there, yeah. Well, I think he's my favorite character, main character too, because he's just the reason that show exists.
I mean, Dwight cracks me up.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah, they're good. I really like a side characters. Man, it's tough.
That girl, she's starting to get more funny. The one that
I was almost going to say, I can't pick.
You spoil it or what? Mm-hmm. Oh, you just can't pick one?
No, I can. But who?
Well,
Ellie Kemper?
I can't think of her name, but she like is slowly, she just, one episode I just saw, she just
got
in trouble.
What's her job?
I don't know her job. She has red hair.
Meredith.
Is it Meredith? They're doing like an HR seminar.
The British
seminar.
Girl?
No.
Okay, then Meredith.
She's doing like an HR seminar and they're like talking about things. She's like, oh, well, I've been sleeping with this guy to get a discount on paper
Outback
and free
Steakhouse.
Outback.
Yeah.
Hilarious. She's like, so funny.
She's slowly, like she like
And then Holly and Michael Scott
things.
Are like,
Yeah. And then the head of the off the Dunder Mifflin or Mufflin or whatever is like, oh, well, that's okay. I don't see a problem with this because we're getting a discount on paper.
Yeah, he's like, move along.
I'm like, this is so wrong.
Kevin, I think Brian Baumgartner's his name.
He's funny.
Not used a lot, but so funny.
He's the bigger bald one.
Yeah. Yes. Like, he's probably pound for pound my favorite other than Michael Scott just because he's not used a lot, but when he is, he's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So
I really enjoy Stanley. I just think he is so funny. I mean, he doesn't do much, but his facial expressions really just make the background of a scene.
And your butt.
Cat lady, what's her name?
Angela,
yeah. And apparently they're all super nice. Like, people take pictures and put on Reddit all the time.
Really?
Like, they'll just see them out. Yeah, so. Pam Beasley's, Jenna Fisher's husband, I know him a bit. His name's Lee. And so Lee and I play golf together. I did play golf together. And it's been 4 or 5 years since we hung out.
Yeah.
But that's Jenna Fisher's husband. That's my one degree of separation from someone from the office.
Yeah. I have no degrees.
That's two.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, Netflix can start ranking shows. There's that.
I could appreciate that. Ranking.
I have a meeting to go to. Should I wrap it up or no?
Up to you.
Well,
whatever.
I'm getting a weird text.
From?
Just everybody at once.
Well, about?
Somebody sent me an article, When Genre Becomes a Prison, a good read Lil Nas X. Yeah, listen, don't get me started on how people aren't taking chances anymore in radio, and people are fighting to just hopefully keep their jobs instead of like creating new opportunities for themselves to show that they can be innovative. And so now I'm doing all these interviews and I don't like myself when I do them because I end up saying that. Like, people are scared. And they're scared because we've created this environment where we have to just feel like our jobs are always threatened.
Mm.
And I understand why, but I'm also irritated that people aren't given that, not just that song. You know where else country music missed was not playing Sha La 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 La. That's a country song.
Oh.
Oh, mm-hmm. The Starborn song?
Yeah. With Bradley Cooper? It's absolutely a country song. I hear it on Z100. I'll be flipping through and I'll listen to Z100 pop station. And that comes on. And Bradley Cooper sounds like a country singer. He's a country singer. Anyway, that's all. I'm going to end on that. I'm a little tired, so maybe I'm a little cranky. You feel like I was cranky today or no?
No.
I didn't either. I felt pretty good, but now I'm starting to feel cranky, so I'm just letting you guys know.
Well, then now's probably a good time to depart.
Yeah, probably
good.
You were good, but I know.
Cranky.
Tell me something.
Tell me. All right, bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You ready for your quote of the day, Amy? Day number three of this?
Yes.
People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. That's from Zig Ziglar.
Oh, so you need that daily motivation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a big... I often say motivation is only part of it. Like, you need like two satchels, one full of motivation and one full of discipline. And the discipline is the real one. Like, you can get motivated all the time. Like, I'm motivated to do 10,000 things, but it's really the things that you're disciplined to do that you do well, because you're disciplined to do things even when it's not comfortable. It's always comfortable to be motivated. You're like, I'm so motivated, I'm going to do this. But it's whenever it starts to not feel good is when that discipline kicks in. It's like trying to, if you're going to lose 5 pounds, you may be motivated to go to the gym once. About that fifth time when you're sore, you're like, I'm not motivated to do this anymore. But that's where discipline kicks in. So like, it's just like a teaspoon of motivation, but like a bucket of discipline. That's what you need. There you go. That's what I was thinking. Anyway, I read that this morning. Thought I'd share that with you. I'm still trying to figure out if we're going to do this.
No, I like it.
This is daily
quote. And I have a feeling that...
Go ahead.
I have a feeling that other people like it.
Yeah. I hope so. Well, here we go. I have a on this day in country music to start us off. I'm a... I'm a guy that loves country music. I've been given a nickname that is
country music's youngest historian.
That is right. Here we go. Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
All right, today, 49 years ago, 1970, Johnny Cash performed at the White House at the invitation of President Richard M. Nixon. I just talked about this the other day. Now, why this is fascinating is because Nixon asked Johnny Cash to perform Okie from Muskogee, which, by the way, this is Merle Haggard. Yeah. That's not a Johnny Cash's song. Richard Nixon didn't know anything about country music or the South. And he was like, well, get the country music's biggest star to come in and play a country song. And he was like, hey, Johnny Cash, come play Okie from Muskogee. And so Johnny Cash shows up. And according to this documentary I watched, even when he got there, he was like, am I going to play somebody else's song? Instead, he played A Boy Named Sue, which here you go, here's the clip of that.
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die?
So he didn't play it, and then when word leaked to the press, the story was misreported, and the headline was, Cash tells Nixon off. Johnny Cash wrote, Nixon understood perfectly why I'd really turned him down, but he played it up anyway. One thing I've learned about Johnny Cash, he told the White House audience, is that you don't tell him what to sing. It got a big laugh and it made the press happy. So it was on this day that Johnny Cash played for the president, but the president asked him to play a song that wasn't his.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoopsie whoopsie, that is correct.
Graduation season just around the corner. Turn to Job Genius for free advice on job searching, resume writing, interviewing, and tips to ace your first day on the job. Visit expresspros.com/jobgenius. Do that today or search Job Genius on YouTube. Let this educational video series be your guide to entering the workforce. Job Genius is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, a leading staffing company that employs more than 500,000 people a year. Express offers good paying jobs and more than 85,000 companies, including roles such as customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. Apply now at expresspros.com and call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. An Express associate said, Express is the best. I'd recommend it to everybody I know. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Don't do it alone. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Well, this game's a little stressful for me because I have to compete on a stage.
And you hate competing on a stage.
Well, I have to leave my microphone. I actually like competing. I don't like walking away from a microphone and walking out of the studio while the show's going on. And if I lose, I look like a dope. So, let's see. This is Joanne in Florida who's going to play me in a game of
Win Bobby's Money!
Joanne, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, you were the very first one to call in whenever we mentioned we were playing this game. Did you know that?
Well, I did not know that, and I told her I was calling for two reasons. One, to play the game, and two, to tell the story, and she said, we don't have time for your story.
Well, that's right. We don't have time for no story. I tell you what, if you win, you can tell your story. How about that?
Okay, awesome.
All right, cool. So, in my wallet, this is how this works. It's Hey, Mike D, come up here for a second. Yeah. Walk up to the microphone. Explain how this game works. Because I have money in my wallet at $40 that is now mine. It is the Earth's, right?
Oh, it now belongs to the Earth.
It now belongs to the Earth, and the Earth will either give it back to me or give it to Joanne in Florida. So what's going to happen here?
So you will leave the room.
I will go where?
Into your office where you cannot hear anything. Isolation booth.
Luckily for us, my office is a dump, and we don't even have a way to hear the show while in my office. Which, by the way, is nutty in itself. I have no way to hear the show while in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no sound.
So we'll fix that whenever our studio gets done?
Who knows? I quit.
All right. Wow. So I got to come over there and run the board, huh?
No, Mike D will run the board. You're sitting right there. So Lunchbox will ask the questions. I don't have the questions. Joanne will go first. How much time do we have?
60 seconds.
60 seconds to answer as many as possible. Okay. And what are the categories? Are there any?
Yeah, they're random.
No, hold on. Let me talk to Mike. What is
it's
it?
General trivia.
General trivia. Sorry. Okay. Joanne, are you ready to play?
Win Bobby's Money!
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave. So, Mike, you need some headphones.
Why do you have to leave? I don't get that part.
Because I can't hear your questions. I'm answering the same questions.
Oh, okay.
So, if I hear your questions and you get it right, I'll be like, oh, I
understand.
Yeah. Yeah, then he'll just know the answer.
Well, the question is, could you use $40, though, Joanne?
I could because I feel that I need to do what Bobby would do and maybe just give it away.
I'm open for that because I can hand it right over to me.
Oh, okay, got that. All right, I'm twitching
how
headphones.
Smart is she?
Joanne, how smart are you? You think?
How what?
How smart are you at trivia?
Mediocre.
Oh, all right, good. Me too. All right, I'm gonna take my headphones off, Joanne. I'll see you in a minute. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, we didn't even check their degree or anything.
Yeah, like were they quiz bowl champion?
Yeah, I mean, all she said was mediocre.
I'm not walking out of the office.
That's not a lot of confidence.
My room. I'm walking to my office. Someone come get me when it's over.
Hey, don't worry, Joanne. Bobby is a big loser. He can't hear us, guys. We can say whatever we want.
All right, ready?
All right, hey, listen. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. You will have 60 seconds, and if you don't know it, say pass. We can move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the name of the International Organization for People with a High IQ?
Mensa.
Correct. Oh. What is the official language of Brazil? Vince Gilligan created what famous TV drama on AMC?
Oh, gosh. Bad.
Who was the youngest president ever elected?
Kennedy.
Correct. Hemophobia is the fear of what?
Blood.
Correct. What scientist discovered gravity?
Newton.
Correct. Who was the woman that helped Lois and Clark in their expedition?
Pass.
Who is the Prime Minister of Canada?
Oh, pass.
What was the name of the handheld digital pet that was popular in the 90s?
Ooh. Pass.
Who directed the Titanic and Avatar?
Cameron.
Correct. So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Time. How many did she get?
Got five.
And how many passes? 12? Okay. Don't worry.
I did not get 12.
I'm just joking. We're going to act like you got them all right. We're going to act like you're dominating. Make Bobby nervous. Okay? Woo! So when he starts walking in, we're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. All right.
We're ready. Getting him.
Bobby's going to be walking back in the studio. Here we go. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, Mike, you got to cover the questions over there, bud.
Champ is here.
Whoa! Great job.
All right.
Woo! Man, oh man, oh man. I don't know if Bobby can handle that.
Joanne.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Joanne, tell him you did great.
Better than I thought I would do.
Oh, great. All right. I'm ready. Now I'm going to answer 10 questions, or as many as she... How many did she get through? Did you tell me or no?
I don't tell you, and I'll just tell you that the timer does not start until I finish reading the first question. You have 60 seconds.
Where's the timer?
It's right there.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the name of the International Organization for People with a High IQ?
Mensa.
Correct. What is the official language of Brazil?
Portuguese.
Correct. Vince Gilligan created what famous TV
Breaking Bad.
Correct.
What?
Who was the youngest president ever elected?
John F. Kennedy.
Correct. Hemophobia is the
Blood.
Fear of what? Correct. What scientist discovered gravity?
Newton.
Correct. Who was the woman that helped Lois and Clark in their expedition?
Sacagawea.
Correct. Who is the Prime Minister of Canada?
Justin Trudeau.
Correct.
What?
What was the name of the handheld digital pet that was popular in the 90s?
Oh, come on! Pass.
Who directed the Titanic and Avatar? She got it right.
I know. I'm the dog is a pet. No.
This is
you pass.
I know, but I'm hung up. I'm so hung up on it. The dog. The pet.
Time.
It's called.
Sorry.
What's a pet thing called?
Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi.
I hate myself.
Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi.
James Cameron.
James Cameron. I don't know what the score is. Mike, you kept scoring.
How many did she get?
He won.
I got five.
She got five.
Bobby got eight.
I got eight.
Yay! Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, winner!
I'm so disappointed in myself. Should have got the pet one. Oh, $40. $40. Make me.
Holla.
I already owned it, so. Hey, listen, how do you feel, Joanne?
You know, it was a lot of fun.
What's your story you were going to tell?
So, I was so excited. I never go on work trips, and I had a work trip scheduled for Nashville, Tennessee a few weeks back. And lo and behold, you had a show there on Monday night.
Wait, who did?
I'm all excited. I bought tickets.
I had a show?
Yeah, you were at the Florida Georgia House.
Oh, yeah. It was the 5 art. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not you and... Yeah,
it was the class of 2019. It wasn't me, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So I bought tickets, and my niece lives in Nashville, super excited to go. And then I had, like, a realization the night before that my plane didn't even get in till, like, 10 o'clock, so I was going to miss the whole show. So I gave the ticket to my niece and her friend, and then they got a picture with you, and I was sad.
Wait, was that the whole story?
But happy for them.
Wait, what's the rousing climax of the story?
Well, I mean, you know, the one time that I might be able to go see Bobby Bones.
Yeah, I know. And I would have met you. I'd have missed you. I've hung out with everybody.
I know. That my niece gets this nice picture with you.
I know. Well, listen.
So I've also been pulled over on the side of the road for like 25 minutes because if I went too far, I would have hit a dead zone and risked being disconnected. And right after I pulled over, like 5 minutes after I pulled over, the road ranger came over to make sure I was okay. And I'm like, I just need to make a phone call.
There you go. Well, listen.
The road ranger.
Great appearance. The Tamagotchi, huh?
Tamagotchi. I remember that.
Yeah.
I hate when I miss. I hang up. I don't even want to go to the next one.
You couldn't
one.
Even go to the next one.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. But I did win. I kept my money. There you go. Hey, thank you, Joanne. Hey, and that's how we play.
Win Bobby's money.
By the way, I was a Quiz Bowl captain for many years.
By the Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In Colorado, Columbine High School and other schools in the area were on lockdown yesterday and again today due to a credible threat. They have a woman of interest. Pictures of her are online. In other news, authorities are warning about fake IRS calls saying they need information for your tax refund. As a reminder, IRS is never going to call you and ask for your credit card information. And finally, overseas, after that fire to Notre Dame, we're finding out many of the artifacts were recovered and France vows to rebuild the cathedral.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's open up the old mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
I got an email from a very annoyed listener.
Oh, annoyed.
The subject is Amy/Bobby, but they spell Bobby B-O-B-B-I-E.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, I assume they're talking about me. I spell mine with a Y, but it says, why does Bobby always cut off Amy when she talks? I mean, she used to have the 90-second skinny. She doesn't have that anymore. And now she does the morning corny, and they end up talking during that, too, at their investigation. Seems like Bobby's getting a little too selfish. It's also really irritating to try and listen to the show anymore. Why does he talk? That's from Kelsey T.
That's funny.
Well,
Why do you talk? It's your show. Why? Why are you talking?
Let's just go layer by layer, and you can speak to these things, okay, Amy?
Sure.
Because I definitely am not doing anything. If anything, I like to talk less about me. I'm over me for a lot of this. I'm like, I don't want to hear anything about me. But that being said, what happened to Amy in the 90-second skinny?
Well, I did the 30-second skinny. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that was a mutual that wasn't you or something being taken away from me. It was like we're passing it along to Morgan number two, who's really into all that stuff. And she's 25 and young and, like, can do it, and she does it well, so it's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and she does all the videos for it.
Yeah,
and
we're a team.
So I actually did not take it from Amy. Kelsey T. Let's see, what was another one here? The investigation of the morning corny.
Well, Kelsey, I still do the morning corny 5 days a week, and on Thursdays, I think it's super fun. It's one day out of the week that the guys try to guess and figure out what the joke is. And I love it. I love the investigative corny.
And how do you feel about when he says, when I talk over everyone on the show, especially you?
Oh, I guess I don't catch on when you talk over me. But if anything, I've probably been rambling too much and you're trying to reel me back in, which is like you should do. And it is the Bobby Bones Show.
Well, okay, fair. But I think we all talk over each other because that's how normal humans talk.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know I talk over. I just talked over you just now.
Yeah. Would you stop? I wish somebody would send a complaint email about Amy, but no. Everybody's sending complaint emails about me. They get so butthurt about stuff. I put some fake money on my desk. All of a sudden, everybody gets mad. I talk over Amy once. Everybody gets... probably like 10,000 times.
Once,
yeah. But anyway, hey, appreciate your email, Kelsey T.
Yeah, and, send us your thoughts. We love it.
There you go. And that's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your 20-year high school reunion is happening, huh?
Yes, it is. Ah, I got an email. And they sent us to a Facebook page that they've created where they want everybody to vote on two dates that they're considering. So put in a vote. I mean, I'm going to go. My friends and I, the group text started to go out. Like, everybody's all back together again. Some people we haven't talked to in a while. And some people, even on the group text, like, I don't know. They're not saved in my phone. No. So there's a number. And I'm like, I wonder who that is texting from my high school class. And it's kind of fun. But, yeah, headline was 20 years, Austin High, go Maroons.
How do you feel?
Like, oh, wow. Wow. I feel like, wow. First of all, it made me think of my friends from high school. So not only are we about to celebrate 20 years since we graduated, but I met them when I was 13. So some of them I've been friends with that long. It's pretty cool because we're still friends. So I love it.
Did you guys have a class song?
Probably. I'd have to ask our class president who it is.
Well, how big was your graduating class?
Another really good question. Oh, big though, like over 500.
Wow.
Right, Lunchbox, what was yours? We'd probably the same.
Oh, about that.
Yeah.
500.
Wow. We're both big schools. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like there was more, but a lot of people like dropped out.
You lose a lot.
You lose a lot. They said they just quit.
500?
Yeah.
I bet you there are people listening that are like, that's nothing. We have much bigger ones. But okay, 500, Lunchbox.
About that.
Eddie, we went to school where?
McAllen. McAllen Memorial.
Yours was?
500.
Oh my god, that's crazy. You guys, the schools were that big.
Yeah, our town was split. We had three high schools in our town. So, 500 may be the max. I don't know.
We had one of the biggest graduating classes in my school's history.
10.
No, 40.
40.
And what were you? What number were you?
Not, it's like 5 or something. It wasn't good.
That's crazy. I thought you'd have been valedictorian.
No, I didn't care. I made a B in typing. I crushed my standardized test, and I was like, who cares?
You weren't even in the top 10%?
You had to be top 4. No, I didn't.
That's so weird, because you're such a brainiac.
Yeah, and I got the most scholarships of anybody.
I know. That's just
and weird. I spoke 3 times at my graduation, but I don't care about
grades. I know it doesn't matter.
Grades don't matter. Just get good enough to get into school.
That's what
and
I
listen,
say.
And I had my mom pay to get me in to Henderson State University.
Yeah.
Funny, Bones.
No, hey. I don't know where I was. I was probably 5, 6. I don't know. I could have been higher. I don't even remember. I didn't. That wasn't a thing for us even.
Oh, it wasn't my school, and I definitely was not in top 10%.
They didn't even rank us. I think they were just like, you're good, you're good, you're not, you're good.
Oh, I'm sure they ranked.
Now that I think back, but I don't remember a ranking.
I used to get so annoyed when my dad would be like, "Well, Amy, you need to apply yourself. I was number 2 in my class. There was 19 people."
Okay, well, that's good.
Well, yeah, you, Dad.
Why would you be a hater?
I'm not hating, but I mean, he was in Dilley, Texas.
Small town hater.
Whatever.
But you can't compare
that. Not a small town
that.
Hater. I love small towns, but it just like, I don't think he had the same competition.
Yeah,
I don't think we had a ranking system. Because I don't think it mattered. I think our school, most people didn't graduate. So it was like the line. You graduated and you didn't.
Oh.
I think. But then I had like a 3.9. I didn't have a 4. I had a B in typing. Like that was a class.
You didn't study hard enough.
Yeah.
No, I tried hard too. I just could not get the amount of words in time. Struggled. My class reunion, I tell you how we do ours at our school?
How?
Once every 10 years, the whole school, because there's not enough in any single class to have a reunion. So my class wouldn't be like, let's just have a reunion. They go, hey, Mountain Pine, you're having a reunion this year. And then everybody from like the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, there's one big school reunion because
that's
such
cool.
A small town. So, yeah, small town life. Morgan, number 2, in Wichita, how big was your high school?
I had almost 300 people in my graduating class.
And that was like last year?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
All right. Well, that's fun. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what date that everybody's going to land on, but I hope it's the one.
Should do like Lunchbox did. Didn't you have one?
I had my 10-year.
And you drove a Corvette?
I drove a Corvette so everybody could see it.
It wasn't your Corvette?
No, I'm renting it.
And did you know
rented it slash borrowed it.
And then he drove it around outside?
Yeah.
For what, though?
So everybody could see, look at man, Lunchbox is successful. He has a Corvette.
Okay,
like he's
so
made
lame.
It.
I would never do that. No.
Yeah, right. At 10 years, not a lot of people could afford a Corvette, and I had one.
Well, you couldn't either.
You rented it.
So what? Borrowed it, really.
And what would you tell everyone, like, when you get there, like, hey, I'm on the radio, like...
I mean, they pretty much knew. Everybody knows that you're on the radio. When you're that big, everybody knows, and they want a piece of the action. They want to talk to you, like, oh, what's radio life like? Have you ever met this person? Have you met that person? How'd you get here? Oh, I got here in a Vette.
Okay, I will say I went to my 10 year and none of that happened to me. Like,
and
nobody,
I don't think anyone ever asked how'd you get here. I think they just assume you drove and they don't go.
So why'd you drive here?
Yeah, what ended up being terrible though is I just had to park in the parking garage. Like there was nowhere to park out front.
Oh, you want a valet, show park.
I wanted people to see me show getting
park.
Out of the vet.
That's what it's called, show parking.
Show park right in front.
So I would drive. I drove around the block like 3 or 4 times before I went in just so they'd see me in the vet.
And did everybody go, how'd you get here?
Yeah, they're like, man, how'd you get here? Oh, vet. Some people got there by cab. Some
Nobody asked you how you got there. I've never asked that question in my life, no. Meaning what kind of car. Like, I'd be like, did you Uber or drive?
Not even that. Usually people don't care.
What kind of car did you get here? And can I get? Anyway, Amy, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes. That'd be fun. You can take your husband?
Yeah, if he'll go. I mean, my best friend from high school, Andrea, we were talking. She's like, I don't know if my husband will go. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if mine will go either. She's like, if he doesn't, let's just go together. And then we have a group of other friends. I mean,
Romy and Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, we could. They go by helicopter.
Yeah, there you go. How'd you get here? Helicopter. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry by Carrie Underwood. She credited a lot of her success to Carrie.
I really wouldn't know what it looks like to be a woman in country music without Carrie Underwood. Your grace and your poise and your heart. And if I can be half the artist you are, I feel like I'm doing something right. So thank you for making time tonight to do this.
Kane Brown and his wife, Caitlin, are going to be parents. They share the news with sonogram pictures on their social media. Kane was so excited, he posted in all caps, I'm gonna be a daddy. Brett Young showed off his baseball skills with him and his wife's gender reveal. They found out they'll be having a baby girl. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A woman in California is alive thanks to her water delivery man. Marco Pereira knew something wasn't right. He goes, he knocks on the door. The woman's 88 years old. She lives in this apartment and she didn't answer this time. But what happens usually is he'll knock on the door and go, Marco. And then she goes,
Polo.
Right. And his name's also Marco. And it's also water he's delivering, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, Marco. And then she goes, Polo. Well, he knocked and goes, Marco. And there was nothing back. There was no Polo. So he yelled again, Marco. And then he put his ear up to the door, and he heard someone going, help. And it turns out she had fallen on the floor. She was immobile for at least 24 hours. He waited on the other side of the door, called paramedics. They came, bopped in the house, got her, saved her. She only had a few bumps and bruises, no serious injuries, but she had been down for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And had he not Marco'd and her not Polo'd, and then he stuck around, that, you know, they wouldn't have found her.
Yeah, wow.
So there you go. Water delivery man saves customer who fell in home. Marco.
Polo.
Hero. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee. A person was driving a stolen SUV down the highway. Only problem is it's a brand new car. And they got that old remote shutdown. So he's driving down the highway, woo-woo, in a Hyundai. And the police go, shut it down. And it just, woo, comes to a stop. And then he's caught.
Couple things. One, if I were a car thief, you know, the shinier, the better, at least initially. You go and buy something, you know, steal something new, pretty. But yeah, all these new cars have all of these electronic functions, like the shutdowns. Yeah. And so you steal it. Also the GPS, even if it doesn't shut down. Like a lot of these cars have a built-in GPS where you could just log into something and see where the car is. Some of the new stuff.
Yeah.
And then also, it makes me think of that show that Lunchbox used to watch called
Bait Car,
where they, what would they do?
They would put a car in a neighborhood that has a lot of stolen vehicles, and they'd leave the keys in it, and they'd have cameras in there and everything, and someone would go by and steal it, and then as they're driving it, they would just shut it down, and then people would get locked in the car, and oh, it was so great, because sometimes they'd go pick up their friends, they'd be like, oh my gosh, look at my new car, and then when it gets shut down, they start freaking out, like, get me out of here, oh my gosh, quit playing, and then some of them, they just give up, like, we busted.
And that's a TV show where you just watch people steal cars and then watch them get trapped.
Yes.
Is that still on?
No, it's not. You can find the reruns, but there's no new episodes. They need to come out with new episodes. That is Bobby, you know that you like to pitch TV shows to ABC, you need to take that one and say, we need to start a bait car again.
Actually,
sounds good.
That's I know.
You could just come to my neighborhood.
Just put a car there and set up a cell phone camera.
Set up bait, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Getting a lot of notes about dogs. You know, I mentioned I was thinking about getting a Dalmatian. Just a thought. I was just kind of looking at breeds. A lot of people said Dalmatians were kind of hit and miss.
Oh.
But I'm hit and miss. Like
that's
every
true.
Day. I'm pretty hit and miss too. But apparently Dalmatians maybe aren't. Everybody has an opinion about what dogs are the best. And I would expect them to. But I was just talking about Dalmatians. I thought it'd be a fun dog. But again, I'm torn between getting something small that I can travel with. But not Paris Hilton Chihuahua small. Oh. Something I can legally get onto an airplane with. And then just a big dog I can have at the house. So Amy sent me this story. Hey, Bobby, I want you to read this. 79% of pet owners say life is better with a pet. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they're like, they're your companion, your protector, your buddy.
Yeah, it's weird for me. I still have a picture of my dog. I had a dog for 15 years, and he died right about a year ago. And I still keep his picture up as I walk into my bedroom, so he's there every day. And when he died, they made like a paw print thing of him. And then when he died, they gave me all of his ashes, and I went and put them in the backyard of like every house that we lived in, like four of them from Austin to Nashville. And at one point, I like jumped in somebody's backyard that I don't even know if they knew what I was doing, but I dumped my dog's ashes in the backyard. Which, if I'm on like their Ring doorbell camera or whatever their backyard cameras, yeah, it's like, totally weird.
What's this guy doing?
Dumping ashes in the back of their yard. But yeah, like that's still weird to me. I feel like I'm cheating on my dead dog.
No, you're not. I mean, we had to go through that. It does feel weird, but once we got our new dog, it just feels, it's starting to feel a little bit more normal. But it's still, we're in that, like you're nowhere near where you were with our other dog, so you better behave. Because
like we can still cut you loose? That's rude.
No, I mean, she's amazing, but there is something about that bond. And I mean, you had it, like you and Dusty, I mean, that was like I was close to my dog, but like your dog was your everything. And
yeah, that's true.
So I can't even imagine. Like, I feel like you're going to get the new dog and it's going to take a minute because you're going to be like, this isn't Dusty. And I do that right now. I'm like, I look at our little cute labradoodle. I'm like, this isn't Josie. Yeah. Where's my Rottweiler?
I was thinking after American Idol, I get a new dog, which is... I think the last episode's May 18th. By the way, nobody get me a dog as a gift. This is a don't do it. I don't know if anybody's thinking about it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know what kind I want.
I was going to give you my dog.
Your dog?
She's been acting up.
That's funny. That's
yeah,
funny.
No, just kidding. Okay, yeah, good to know. No dog as gifts? No.
No dog. Everybody think of a kind of a dog I should get. Because there's a rescue for every type of dog.
Yes, there is.
So come in like tomorrow or so and pitch me dogs.
Okay.
This will be like Shark Tank for doggies.
Ooh, yes. The puppy pitch.
The puppy pitch. Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
What's that note say, Amy?
So it's from Kirsten, and she's from Indiana, and she said, my boyfriend of 2 years just proposed last weekend, and the wedding planning has begun. This may be far out, but I wondered if you could put in a word for me to have Bobby play at my reception. My 4-year-old and I listen every day, and it would make his day just as much as it would be icing on the cake for my special day.
Can you imagine if I played at their wedding? Like what the people who had no idea what the show was would think?
Oh, she said August 2020. You available?
Yeah. Hey, listen, no, I'm not. Congratulations on your wedding, by the way. I'm not going to play a wedding because people will be like, what's happening here? Why is this guy doing dopey, funny songs at the wedding? I have to go to the wedding in November. I don't have to go, but I've been invited. I've never been to a destination wedding. And I often feel they're very selfish because I got to take a day off work and then pay money to go to a wedding.
Selfish, but fun.
Okay, but I've never been, so you're probably right. I've learned a lot of things in my life over the past 10 years that most of the things I've been arguing about, I've been wrong.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've been right about all my life is Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Other than that, I've been wrong on many things.
But yeah.
Who's going to that? Our friend Mike's destination wedding? I'm going. You're going, Amy?
You are, Amy? I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told Eddie he needed to go because he met his wife at a Raging Idiots concert, Eddie and I band.
Yeah.
And Eddie and I can play. We would actually play.
That makes
not
sense.
At the reception, but we'd play a funny song like
somewhere.
During
yeah.
the ceremony.
I mean, maybe.
We'd marry them through song.
I could see him wanting y'all to do something like that. I mean, that could be cool.
But yeah, I didn't know you were going. It's in Mexico.
Yeah. And Mary's going too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at this.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend texted me and was like, hey, I got an invite to this wedding.
Oh!
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, should I go?
Ooh, good question. And
which ex-girlfriend?
Lindsay.
Okay.
Wait, to the wedding you're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Did he tell you he invited her?
No, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. No.
What?
I mean,
she is not allowed to go.
Oh, I think it'd be so fun if she went.
Yeah, because Bobby's already reserved for a plus one, so that gets real awkward.
Are you taking somebody else? I mean, I'm all acting like I'm confidently going. I have to, my husband and I still have to figure some stuff out with the kids, but now it's like, okay. I mean, I'm just putting it out there that, I mean, yes, I plan on going. So, and then if Bobby's going, that makes it way easier because we can figure out the whole work thing. When else do we get to go out of town with Bobby?
Yes, that's true.
It's so fun. Okay. Wow. What are you going to do?
Well,
first of all, it was rude of him to invite her.
No,
it wasn't.
That's not true. No.
Because he's putting Bobby in an awkward spot. He's closer to Bobby than he is with her. And you got to say bros before.
This is what, okay, here. This is the message.
Oh my gosh.
And Lindsay and I still talk about it.
I'm going to text him.
Is this the message you got from her?
Yeah. She goes, hey, are you going to Mike's wedding? And I say, yeah. She said, I don't know if I should go or not. And I don't know if she's talking about me or because it's in Mexico. Yeah, I've never been to a crazy wedding like that.
Oh boy.
And I said to her, do you feel like you're super close to them? Don't feel pressure to go.
That's good.
Because even Eddie's close to them. He's probably not going to go.
Right.
And then she was like, yeah, and they've been to a few shows and they sent me an invite. I just don't know. And then I didn't respond. Because again, I don't have anybody right now that I'm going to take. But you're out there with the... And again, it's a long time. Who knows? It is kind of weird though, huh? It's a weird situation.
Oh. Man.
Wait, are you worried that you're going to be out there and it's paradise and sparks may fly again?
No, I'm worried that it'd be awkward for somebody if, like, I'm there with someone or she's there with someone and I'm not.
Got you.
Yeah. And I like the way you put it. Like, you let her down gently, like, don't feel pressure to go. You didn't come out and say, no, don't go. But really, the meaning of that text was, look, I think it's probably better you stay back. I mean, really.
Was it?
Yeah.
Not really. Oh. I think there was probably a touch of that, but mostly it was like, don't
you
feel
said,
pressure.
Don't feel bad. Eddie's close to him and Eddie might not.
Right.
And did you immediately text Mike and be like, yo, dude, what are you thinking?
Nah, because again, they're close in their own way. And Lindsay and I are still really cool.
Oh, I'll text him for you. So that was a no. I mean, that was a bad wedding etiquette by the groom.
So that's the rule. If you invite one ex, you can't invite the other?
Yes, absolutely. You got to pick which one you want. That's the only way you can do this.
Well,
the benefit is that Lindsay's super cool. Whatever ends up happening, like, Lindsay's cool.
She's the coolest.
If she does go, it'll be good drama.
But what if
it'll
she goes
story.
And she has a dude and I'm there by myself just like,
exactly.
You know, pulling my putt and there's nothing happening?
You can throw spitballs at him.
What does that mean?
I don't, what?
What's pulling what?
You can hang out with us. We'll hang out with you.
Yeah, that's you and your husband. That's fun. Yeah.
Me and my husband, Amy. That's where we're going to be.
I mean... Yeah.
That's me. I'm always the third wheel.
Oh.
She's out there with her new boyfriend. She doesn't even have, I don't know, she doesn't have a boyfriend now, but I'm saying that could
be
the
case. Yeah, but come that
probably
time,
will.
She might.
Oh, but I'm out there sitting on the beach alone, listening to R.E.M.
Pulling your, what?
Pud.
Everybody hurts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, have you been using hand sanitizer wrong? That is the question. And here's the deal. You're supposed to rub it in vigorously until your hands are totally dry. And if it takes you less than 15 seconds to get it all dry, then you have not used enough. So now you got to set a timer.
Well, or you could just wait until it's dry, but I never feel like that's the way to go. Like, I will do it until it's still a little wet and then wash that off.
You wash it off?
I don't dry my hands in sanitizer. I don't just rub it until it's dry. Because then I feel like there's a film on my hands.
Well, it says to kill the bacteria on your hands, you have to put the hand sanitizer on, then rub them together vigorously until they're dry, and it should take 15 seconds or more. Bobby, sounds like what you're doing is wrong.
I know.
Bobby's like, I put a dab on, and then I wash it off with water.
I drop a little on my tongue, say a prayer, and then walk out. I do it a little wrong. I'll do it in my hands. I'll do this. and there's still a little on it, and then maybe I dry them. I just don't like that film on my hands.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I mean, if that's your, if your hand sanitizer is for desperate situations where you don't have access to soap and water. So anyway, the World Health Organization says you should rub it at least for 20 to 30 seconds.
Amen to that. All right, what else?
Okay, I saw this study and I just have to bring it up to Bobby because I know that we just put a new air conditioning unit in our studio.
We did?
Really?
Yeah, what? We did. Well, I was up here and someone, I said, what's going on in the studio? They said they're putting in a new air conditioning unit. And I thought Bobby ordered it because he likes it to be cold in here.
No, because our new studio is getting completely rebuilt.
Well, whatever. A study found that raising an office's temperature decreased errors in the workplace, decreased typing errors.
You're talking weirdly.
Okay, I'm just saying, they said the colder it is, the more mistakes are made.
That's not true. The colder it is.
That's what you say.
Okay, well, I'm the boss. Okay, I'm just going to say it. How about that?
I mean, you can.
You take the SAT and ACT to keep the room cold on purpose. So you can actually be. If I'm warm and hot, don't you feel lazy when you're hot? Be honest.
Comfortable.
Two times that you feel comfortable and lazy. When you're hot and when you're full.
True.
And those two times you're always like,
oh, no. Blah. Bobby, we're not asking to be hot. We're asking to be comfortable. And you know what it says right here?
No, we don't want to be comfortable. Comfortable is the enemy of progress. How many times do you have to say that?
But we're sitting here like we know. Listen, right here it says, if your office is too cold.
It's a story. It's one study.
No, it's.
These studies are the bane of my existence. You can find any study at all.
Can I just finish the advice it gave me here?
Yeah, why not?
If your office is too cold, say something. All too often, people just bear it. Have a conversation with your manager and the facilities team.
I'm not your manager. We had a conversation. Moving on. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so do you think it's rude to ask for a friend's Wi-Fi password if you're over at their house?
No. Rude? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Like essential. So you don't run your cell phone. Amy, I'm going to tell you what. Let me pull out my phone here because I haven't been using Wi-Fi, people's Wi-Fis. Listen. You go with your story because I'm going to read this to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, hold on. Stop your story. House rules.
Okay. You're being charged for overage data. Your current overage charge is $105. Overage.
Wow.
Because I've been on the road so much and haven't been logged into Wi-Fis and I'm on my phone so much, you're about to be charged another $15 for another 1 GB. You have 3 days left in your bill. So, yeah, ask for the password or you're going to get one of these messages like me and be broke.
A lot of data, Bones.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, I was surprised because some people did say that, yeah, they find that to be rude when people come over and they're like, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Well, that's why you make your Wi-Fi password different from all your life passwords.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because
mine is.
Yeah, because if your Wi-Fi password is the same as your email, obviously it's kind of weird to give it out. Or if you came over to the house, Amy, and you were like, hey, what's your password? And I was like, well, I don't want to tell you. And you're like, tell me. And I'm like, Bobby secretly loves Amy forever. And you would be like, wait, what?
Spell it out right, at that point.
That would be awkward.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just quickly run through the top house rules, like if you're going over to someone's house, and we'll see like if y'all do them. Take your shoes off at the door.
Whoa, now before you say no, I agree. I was never a shoe tie. I always thought that was rich people and snooty people that did that. That being said, there's so much pollen right now on the ground when you walk in with shoes that I don't really wear my shoes around the house anymore. I don't want to drag pollen in the house. My allergies are so bad. But yeah, it does seem a little frou-frou, unless it's allergy season. Or mud. Mud season. Mm-hmm. Not only mud season. Yeah, what else?
No shoes on the sofa. I'm sure we all follow that.
Who would do that?
Yeah, that's rude.
Don't go and jump on their bed.
wait till I tell you number three. Always flush the toilet.
Come on.
Can I get, if that bad a nickel for every time Eddie came over and just left me a treat?
I left some for you.
No, it's not about that.
Mud scene a couple days. Low prize for you in the bathroom.
No, it's not about that. It's about saving water. Because, you know, if it's like yellow, let mellow, because you don't want to waste someone's water.
Don't do any rhymes in my house.
Rhyme?
Listen, here's the rhyme of my house. Are you ready? If you go, go. Leave. There's not even rhyme. Just do it. All right, what else?
Lastly, the last two. Use a coaster and then no phones at the dinner table.
First of all, I don't care about the coaster rule. No, you know, if you see me not use a coaster, don't coast it. Who cares? And then nobody's having dinner in my house, so we're all good.
We had the show dinner and everybody had their phones out.
Yeah, I was like, all right, it was a Christmas dinner, right? I was like, all right, here's food and commence texting. And everybody just, all right, there you go.
All right, Amy, that's my pile.
All right, good job.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's these guys out on an oil rig 130 miles offshore doing what they do on an oil rig, and they see something paddling towards the oil rig, and they're like, what is
That's a dog.
How far are they at again?
130 miles from the shore, people.
Wow.
And they don't know how the little dog got out there, but it's paddling in the ocean, manages to cling onto one of the poles of the oil rig, and they were like, how are we going to get it up? They finally tie a rope together, put it around the dog's neck, and pull the dog up.
The dog is swimming 130 miles off the land. He's just out there swimming. And that's, he had to fall off something, right?
Had to. There's no way this, because it's a little dog. It's not like a huge, big old dog. Well, I don't even still think a big dog could swim 130 miles, but it made it and survived, and they rescued it.
I would adopt that dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we doing the puppy pitch?
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm nervous about that one. But that's a crazy story. I haven't put it on my Insta story at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. But yeah, the dog's out there. So I'd be like, is that even real? Is that a turtle?
I mean, do they have food on an oil rig? I don't even know.
Yeah.
How do they sleep on those things? Beds. They got rooms?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. They're huge.
I don't know anything about them.
You haven't seen Armageddon?
I have seen Armageddon, but I didn't know if that's an accurate description.
Everything about that movie is accurate. It's historical.
All of
it. Yes, everything. All right, is that it?
That's it.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Morgan number two.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry by Carrie Underwood. She cried when she accepted the honor, and she credited a lot of her success to Carrie.
I really wouldn't know what it looks like to be a woman in country music without Carrie Underwood. Your grace and your poise and your heart. And if I can be half the artist you are, I feel like I'm doing something right. So thank you for making time tonight to do this.
Good for Kelsey for being inducted. I am totally on board with Kelsey for being in the Grand Ole Opry. I know there was some controversy by the old curmudgeons that are like, you must be 70 to be inducted. And you must... Don't get me started. I'm not even getting started. Hey, it's a wonderful day, you know? Morgan number two, what else?
Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin are going to be parents. They shared the news with sonogram pictures and videos on their social media. Kane was so excited, he posted in all caps, I'm gonna be a daddy.
Ah, good for them. Everybody's having babies. Are you talking about Brett Young? We already do that.
Yeah, he's next. Brett Young, he showed off his baseball skills with him and his wife's gender reveal. They found out they're going to be having a baby girl.
All the babies. All right.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on,
Bobby. I gotta tell you, when I play that Lil Nas X song, my tech screen goes haywire in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you, rarely do we do anything that's just positively received, just all together. I mean, it is every single text. Crazy. Well, here we are. It's Bobby, that's me, Amy, Lunchbox, producer Eddie. Why don't we go over and get the morning corny from Amy?
The morning corny.
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Because it was full of cheetahs.
Very good. Oh. Solid. That's a solid joke right there.
That was the morning corny.
There you go. Delana, how are ya?
Good, how are you?
There she is. What's going on with you? What do you want to say?
I was calling in because my husband and I last night went to Lowe's to get some paint to paint our baby nursery, and we thought that our gift card had $40 left on it, and we had $83 in our ending total. And the lady ran the gift card, and it came back, and the receipt printed out, and she threw out the gift card. And I was like, wait a second, was there money left? And when my husband and I looked at our ending gift card balance, there was $425 on this gift card.
Wow.
We have no idea where it came from, but my husband was like, we should be like Lunchbox and go back in and spend all the money before it disappears or they find out what happened.
what did you do?
We called my dad to see if he was playing a nice, funny prank on me. He wasn't. And we've just kind of been processing it. And you
still have the card? You still have the card?
We still have it, yeah.
Oh, go spend it. What are you waiting on? You are right. You should have spent it last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, don't know what I would spend $425 on at Lowe's right now.
It doesn't matter. Buy it, and then you can take it back, and they'll give you... And then it's a legit gift card once you take it back.
Wait, how do you know it's not legit already? Like, how did you get the gift card to begin with, Delana?
So we bought new appliances for our kitchen and got the gift card as a rebate.
Okay.
And so the gift card was only supposed to be $150.
But instead it's...
We have $425.
So it was like 800. It was really $500 is what happened. They got a $500 rebate on accident when it was supposed to be $150. Guess what? That is the world telling you you've been good people and you deserve it. Go spend it. Buy whatever. Buy a ladder. Buy a wheelbarrow. I don't care. Buy plants for your garden. Buy cement. It doesn't matter. Just spend it.
Yeah.
We're trying to decide what to do.
Buy an extra fridge.
Okay, so this is what I would do.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You take the card back to Lowe's.
Do not be honest about it. If that's what you're about to say, stop
yourself.
But
Lowe's is still, they're a big business.
Let me speak on this. You take the card back and you say, hey, would you mind checking to see how much is on this card? And then you have them check, and if there's still $400 on it,
you say, that's what I thought. Perfect. Thank you.
You say, cool.
Well, so we called and checked the balance online last night, and all of it's coming back saying it has $425.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'll buy
it for $150.
No, stop it. Now, Delana, it comes to this, because are you going to feel guilty about it if you spend it and you buy something and you never really, that wasn't your money? Will there be guilt or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see?
Then let me recommend a solution, because it seems like you're just going to go spend, and I don't know that I would. I'm not going to act like Mr. All Right all the time, Mr. You Noob Do-Gooder. But what I would do is, let's say you have $400 left, okay?
Yeah, buy a new water hose.
No, wait.
Oh.
Why don't you go and spend half of it and take half of it and spend it on something like an organization in your neighborhood or in your town that could actually use it, and then spend the other $200 on yourself? Like, if instead of just spending it all on yourself, go. There's got to be like an animal shelter, or you can buy. Well, that's not winter anymore.
We could buy something and donate it.
Yeah. Why don't you split that in half? That way, it's only half the guilt, but somebody's getting something good.
Ooh,
out of
they
it.
Could build buy a bunch of hammers for Habitat for Humanity.
There you go.
There you go. Wow. And then buy yourself something cool, like a riding lawnmower.
That's a more than that.
That's expensive.
I sound like an Italian guy. That's a more than that. Hey, so that's what Delana. That would be judge common sense. You have an extra gift card. I'm not saying you should give it back.
You're like, yes, that's judge common sense coming through. But I feel like you would be like, ooh, somebody gave me this.
It would weigh too much on me.
Am I supposed to have this? And who knows? The person working at Lowe's might be like, I don't know how to refund you that money. It's yours. Just take it. And then the guilt is gone.
Don't take that chance.
But if you look at it, it's like say it was a mom and pop shop, something like that. I mean, just because Lowe's is big, I think people feel maybe better about
it. Should morality be different because the business is more successful?
I think sometimes in our head we do justify it, because if it was a mom and pop, they may be depending on that $400 or $500. So you may feel like, ooh, I should probably.
Let me wrap this up. Wrap it all up here with a little bow.
Okay.
Here's the bow. Go back, say, hey, how much is on this card? They're going to say $400.
Huh.
They're going to say to them, I think that there was a mess up in my rebate.
No.
And they're going to go, well, it is what it is, right? And then if it is, spend half of it on something good and half of it on yourself. That's what I would say, Delana. Will you please update me as to what you guys do?
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's what I would say. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You do.
All right, bye-bye. There you go.
I'm team husband all the way on that one.
I like how now it's like, we should be like lunchbox and steal.
That's the thing.
Like, whoa, steal! No.
Stealing and lunchbox are synonymous with each other. Woo, hello. My allergies are killing me. I had to turn my mic off to cough. The weird thing is, I have to go to an allergist today, which I didn't even know was a real doctor. Allergist. Who even knew an allergist was a thing, right? That's for rich people. That's what I used to think. And then I went to one, and I was like, oh... Dang, because I'm so like all the time, and there's pollen everywhere. And so today, Amy, listen to this. I literally have to go to a doctor and take a pill and swallow the pill in front of them and then just sit. And then they watch me. And then if I start to react, they pop me with an EpiPen.
Yeah, but then if you're good to go, then you're allowed to take the pills alone.
I just go home.
Weird.
So,
yeah.
But I just take a pill and then they watch. think there are 31 of them that sit around me and watch.
Oh, that's stare normal. At you.
It's like one of those, like on Grey's Anatomy, where they look over the top into the theater like, as the doctor's doing surgery. But yeah, I take a pill today in front of some folks, or maybe a folk. I don't know. That whole thing with allergies, I lay down. Again, new to me, so if I'm talking like something you already knew 10 years ago, sorry. They dig holes in your body and stick needles in you, and then they put all the things in you that could give you allergies. And I'm allergic to, I think, everything. Yeah. They were like, sir, we went through your list, and just here's the list. You're allergic to everything we tried. And so one of them is dogs, and I'll be dang if I'm going to have that. So I'm going to take a pill.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll put a pill in every hole if I have to. What hole? Give me a pill. Anyway, I'm doing that today. So that's my exciting day. I have other stuff to do too, but my that pollen is crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys have it like
everywhere?
I mentioned earlier, I walk out of my house and it's like I'm wading through pollen. It's like we used to go duck hunting and you put on waders and you just don't want the water to go up above the hip because then the water goes into the waders.
Yeah.
But you go, so I'm doing with pollen. Walking
you have
out of
those
my house.
For pollen?
I need them. Somebody get Arkansas Keith on the phone. I need my waiters for pollen. I was mentioning a food that sounded awesome. KFC fries up new popcorn crusted chicken. So it's fried chicken that's battered and breaded with popcorn in it. Like chicken and popcorn.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like, I mean, doesn't
give me
that,
some.
Right?
I mean, make it kettle corn and I'm all in.
I don't even like kettle corn though, not really.
Oh, I love
not
salty
with chicken
sweet.
Though.
Oh, that would be like chicken and waffles. Okay, sorry. I wasn't trying to ruin it. I was just adding my opinion.
What a dumb idea.
Caramel corn.
No, I'm sure all that would be good.
Yeah.
KFC is offering new popcorn crispy chicken. They're testing it out. But I do love that. Wait a minute.
What?
And continuing the theme, well, never mind. KFC is introducing a caramel popcorn sundae.
Oh, not chicken.
But that sounds pretty good.
Wait a minute. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, what? There's more to the story? Listen to this. I'm going to go to Morgan number two, who's 25 years old. And she has this segment. And she's cooler than we are. But here. Hey, what do 25-year-olds
care about? Yeah. Fans think that Kim Kardashian is trolling Taylor Swift because she's launching her new perfume on April 26th, which just so happens to be the same day Taylor is supposed to be like releasing new music or her new era is supposed to happen.
That whole countdown clock pops up April 26th, and her and Kardashian do not like each other.
Right.
And it's two massive products.
So Taylor's music and Kim's perfume?
Yeah.
Same day?
Who's bigger?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Kim, right?
See, it's funny that you guys would
Taylor.
Say that.
Kim.
I thought it was Kim.
I go Taylor.
Like, if I were to have to pick...
Because think of all the people, even little kids know Taylor. Like, my kids know Taylor. They don't know Kim Kardashian.
Only because they talk to Alexa and they're not from America.
I'm just saying that's two more people that don't know.
I think it's close. For me, it was hard to answer immediate. Taylor longer, but Kim probably now, like...
Really?
A bigger deal right now. Yeah, Taylor's kind of been out of the light for a bit.
Yeah, I just feel
but
like there's
close.
A wider range of people that know Taylor that, like a wider age range, you know?
Kim Kardashian might be the most famous person in America.
Oh my gosh.
What? I'm not saying in a good way. I'm not a fan.
Oh, well, what are their... Kim surely has way more Instagram followers, right?
What's Kim's Instagram follower?
She has 100... Oh, wow. So she's got
Kim
like 20 million more followers.
There you go.
It's arguable, but Morgan never told me that this morning, and I was like, wow.
Well, so what are you going to buy? The music or the perfume?
I always buy the perfume.
Oh. I'm going
to
music.
Listen, I like Taylor more than Kim. If I had to personally pick, but it's close, huh? So anyway, they don't even know for sure that it's music. Mm-mm. They're just assuming it's music.
Oh.
I would assume it's music, but some
if
of them are
perfume,
saying,
"Perfume, oh my gosh!"
Oh, that'd be funny. Some of them are saying it's a wedding, though.
Interesting.
Some of them think Taylor Swift fans think she's getting married. They have a ton of theories. They have all these theories, but yeah. So I think it's music too. But anyway, there you go. That's what 25-year-olds care about. By the way, my goal has been to get to 1 million.
I'm not close.
Oh, on Instagram?
Yeah.
Where are
and
you?
And like, I pushed over a tree yesterday on my Insta story just so people would find what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, hold on. Where am I? What am I at? 932,000?
That's so close.
I mean, it's not super close, but.
But 932.
Yeah, like. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. MR Bobby Bones. But yeah, so yesterday on my Insta story, I pushed over a tree just so people would think that was funny.
Were you shirtless?
Nah, I don't know. I'll lose subscribers. All right. Morgan number two, thank you.
Yep.
You see how much Ariana Grande was paid for playing Coachella?
Oh, I did, and it was crazy.
I'll tell you that number in a second.
I mean,
ooh, I don't know that.
I was what?
Eddie, guess. How much? So it's like, hey, Ariana Grande, my hair, I bought it. How much that cost?
I bought it. And I would say $200,000.
Okay, I'll give you that answer coming up in a second.
Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
I like it.
I want it.
I see it.
I can afford it because of Coachella.
You ought to hear how much they paid her. Giddy up. Did you just yell giddy up in the middle of a song?
Is that not a lyric?
Not there.
I thought that was part of the song.
I don't know the giddy up.
Are you sure?
Morgan number two, did she say giddy up there?
Giddy up. No,
I think Amy's thinking of the Oak Ridge Boys.
No.
Giddy up,
no,
boom,
no, no.
Bop, a boom,
bop, a boom, bop.
Now you're mixing up the Oak Ridge Boys and Ariana Grande. Common. Yeah, I'll tell you that in a second. You're saying she gets paid $200,000 for the show?
That's my guess.
Okay, Lunchbox, higher or lower?
Ooh, higher.
Even though she's the youngest female ever to headline Coachella?
Yeah.
Like, as a whole.
I mean, if you're headlining a festival, you got to get paid big bucks,
I think.
You don't think $200,000 is a big buck?
What do you think?
What job are you working that I don't know about?
Listen, when I think of these musicians, when they play a concert, I think they get millions.
One night.
Yeah.
Like one show. Like. Mm.
Does she play both shows on
two weekends. See, there you go. Then it's easily $400,000.
Okay. Oh. Now you took my number and doubled it.
You went from millions to $400,000?
Millions to $400,000.
Well, you guys act like I was crazy for thinking they get millions.
Or are we messing with you? Maybe she did it for free.
Oh, that'd be the ultimate trick right there. You got us good.
Big time.
Okay, well, anyway, I'll tell you that in a second. On Friday's show, it's 90s Country Month.
Woo!
And so I think in 2 weeks, Jody Messina is going to be here. Which we're very excited about. On Friday, so today's Wednesday, that would mean tomorrow's Thursday, that means the next day after that's Friday, John Michael Montgomery will be in, so.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
What?
Yeah, he's going to do this.
When?
And you didn't know this?
I did not know he was coming here.
Oh, it's so cool.
Well, here's your tell.
Looking so fine, man.
Come
I gotta
on.
Have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10. I know she's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Yay! Yeah, he'll be in Friday.
That is cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Whoa.
I swear,
come on,
by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I swear,
like the
sound. John Michael Montgomery.
If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'd take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other's hands. Would you, ain't you gonna? If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Stop it right now.
Wow.
He'll be on Friday.
I cannot wait.
No big deal.
I need to play it cool.
Yeah, play it cool. He'll be on Friday. Yeah, man.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to 5 teenage boys in Caldwell, Idaho. They were on their way to play some basketball, you know, doing their thing, teenagers, when they saw this old man fall down on the sidewalk. So they pulled over. They were like driving to play basketball, pulled over, jumped out, helped the man up, lifted him to his feet. Not only that, they were like, hey, where do you live? He's like, oh, I live right over there. So they made sure he got inside of his house. But that's not all. When they were inside the home, they cleaned up his scrapes and cuts with rubbing alcohol and cloths. And anyway, there was a bystander that saw it all and started taking pictures and then got a follow-up on the story and she posted it on Facebook. So now these teenage boys are being treated like heroes around town.
And you know what? They are.
They are because most teenagers would just be like, oh, that man fell. Ha ha, let's go play basketball.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Looking at the American Idol ratings, they keep getting better and better, which is fantastic and odd. It's hard for shows to go up during a season, but Idol keeps getting better. It's so ratings are going up, so love it. I'd like to thank our audience. I think our audience is a big part of that. So thank you for supporting me as I have a low role on American Idol this season. And there you go. Everybody's awesome. Everybody's so nice to me over there. Like, I wish I could just tell you guys how and show you guys how nice Lionel Richie is. This guy's a legend. He's the nicest guy. And so, I appreciate it. I appreciate our Chicago listeners. Like, we've only been on the air like 7 months there. It takes a good year for people to, I mean, think about any time a new show comes along. You don't know those voices. You don't know those people. And like Chicago, here we go. We're already ticking up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So, because really, I don't even look at things until a year in. But I want to thank all of our Chicago listeners because there's another station we're up against and they've kind of been king-dingling there for a while. And a little dingling starting to get up there, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, getting bigger.
Anyway, yeah, a little dingling's getting a little bigger, so we like that. So, appreciate that. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, what is this?
So, she played Coachella, and she's playing again this weekend?
Yeah.
Or she already played it once?
Yeah.
So, she played Coachella, which is a big festival in California. It's like 2 hours out of California. The country version of that, Eddie and I played it a couple years ago.
Yeah, Stagecoach.
And that's called Stagecoach. Same exact place. Yep. So you go out and you play. Sorry, allergies. Ariana Grande charged Coachella. You said how much?
$200,000.
Lunchbox?
$400,000.
She got paid $8 million.
What?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh my God. Okay, so when I say millions, you guys think I'm crazy. That's awesome.
We don't think you're crazy. We knew the answer.
Yeah, it was wow. Like, yeah.
But even $8 million is...
Crazy.
Wow. Whoa. I need to become a musician.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's exactly why you need to become a musician. Coachella was like, okay. They didn't have many options because Kanye backed out because they couldn't get his stage right. And he was like, hey, I'm out. So, yeah. Apparently, she brought in NSYNC out during her performance because on this song, they use an NSYNC sample. It was all but Justin Timberlake, which was still kind of cool, but you know.
It's not the same.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake posted about it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, was he there?
No,
he just posted a picture of all the other boys with Ariana.
The other men.
And he was like, y'all killed it tonight.
The other men now.
Right. They definitely looked like men.
Like her and all of her uncles.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the sample. I was reading this article about the Backstreet Boys. I love 90s and 90s country and 90s alternative and 90s boy bands. Like that, I was born in the 80s, so for me, like the 90s is kind of where I feel like the best music was made. We always feel like the best music was made when we were in high school in that age. So I was reading this article, it was way too long, about boy bands. And from Backstreet Boys, Brian Luttrell, you guys familiar, the short hair, kind of red hair? He had a freaking heart attack or some kind of heart thing. And he kept putting off his heart surgery because of their tour. And he had to keep oxygen on the side of the stage. He went back way too early. This is when Backstreet Boy was like killing.
Dang.
And they were like,
you gotta get back.
Show must go on.
And oh my goodness.
It was the most insane article. And I read it. And I was wanting to read about all the feuds within boy bands. Because I don't know why I care. But that Liam, no.
Well, that sounds interesting to me.
It is good.
What are the fights?
Us girls love it.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name from One Direction who left
early?
Oh,
Zayn.
Zayn apparently, him and Harry Styles never talked, even when they were in the band together. Never liked each other, never talked, according to this article. And he's like, I don't even have any friends in that band. And so I left.
It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah. The Backstreet Boys ended up suing because Nick Carter was doing a solo record. He was the first one of the Backstreet Boys to do a solo record.
He was the little one or the young one at the
Blonde.
Time?
Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Backstreet Boys sued the record label because they were promoting Nick's. According to the story, Nick's solo career, not the back. It was crazy. It was a good article. And they were talking about their manager who stole all the money from him.
Lou Pearlman.
Yeah. So, yeah, did you find the article? No?
Dirty Lou.
I probably made all that up.
Is that what they call him, Amy? Dirty Lou?
That's what I call him.
Lou Pearlman.
She just puts dirty in front of anybody she doesn't like. Yeah, I think it was on E or something. I think if, yeah. Anyway, I read that over the weekend. I saw this thing too about Lil Nas X, who Lil Nas X has that song. Gonna take it down
to the Old Town Road.
He smashes Drake's record for streaming. Old Town Road managed to rack up 143 million streams in the U.S. in just a week, eclipsing Drake's In My Feelings, which is 116.2 million.
Wow.
So, I guess I didn't play it enough on the show last week because it departed the country. This is what it says. It departs country airplay after a week at number 53 when it reached the format powered largely by the Bobby Bones Show. So, you know what that means.
Yeah.
We should play it
again.
Yeah, of course. Where's the whole version? Hey, Raymundo, can you put the whole version up for me? Anyway, what do I care? I like this. I think the song's great anyway. I love it. I think our listeners love it. Anytime I play it, I get tweets like at the butt. They're like, play more. I love Casey Musgrave's the record, and I love Rainbow. And, you know, sky is finally open. You know, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out.
So I have no problem with that part of the words. You know where it goes? Da da. It goes. I don't want to say the words because then you're okay. Let me. I'll do the melody to you. Which is it? This one here, Mike? Okay. So it goes. Oh da 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 da.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Try it.
No, I don't. I don't even know the words of that part.
Well, so it says. Here you go.
Oh, tie up the bow. Take off your coat.
Okay, now here's where I was confused. Because when I worked at the marina, when you were done, you would tie up the boat. Like, tie up the boat.
Yeah, that's what she says.
No, it's not. It almost sounds like it because she says tie up the bow, but tuh is the next word.
Oh.
I was going, tie up the boat, take off your coat.
Yeah.
Oh, tie up the boat, take off your coat.
But because bow and take off the coat, I was thinking, so... tie up the boat.
You're in the marina. Take off your coat.
No, just anyway, if you're driving if you're coming off water, you got to tie up the boat when you're done.
Right.
You don't just leave the boat. And so anyway, Amy was like, that's not the words.
That's an honest mistake.
But it even sounds like it.
It does sound like it.
Oh, tie up the boat. Take off your coat.
Yeah, so tie up your bow. But why would you tie up your bow when it's over? Like, I would untie the bow.
I was picturing a hair bow.
Oh, I picture me in this. I picture you singing this about me.
See, that's the beauty of music, guys.
Yeah.
No, we need
whatever
to ask
you want it to be.
I've been tying up a boat since this record came out last year.
Oh, tie up your boat. Take off your coat. And take a look around. Everything is all right now. Because the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing. But you're stuck out.
Anyway, there you go. It's not boat.
And then you pictured bow tie, and then Amy pictured hair bow.
Yeah, we're
very interested.
We just picture us in songs. Anyway, that's my favorite songs on right now. I have a list of my favorite songs on the radio right now. I love this one, too.
Because I'm stuck on you.
Old Dominion, Make It Sweet. They're my favorite band of country music, I think. I love Lanco, too, though. But as far as music, like pound for pound, record after record, like Old Dominion doesn't miss. I listen to their whole records. My favorite song on the radio, I like Make It Sweet.
Because I'm stuck on you.
I like Casey Musgrave's Rainbow.
Oh,
tie up your boat. Take off your coat.
Take
and empty the dry well. This is the fishing song. What else do I like here? I like this Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L song. When it comes on, I turn it on. Hey, what happens in a small town stays in a small town. You know that one?
Yeah.
What
happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line now without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room. That's a good one. I walk in every time the bartender fills it up. Everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around.
I saw Brantley walking to Topgolf the other day. Brantley
oh,
really?
Gilbert. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I literally was driving.
It's a random day.
I walked out to my car. I got in my car, and I see a dude with a big do-rag in his back pocket. And I know Brantley Gilbert relatively well. Like, we've hung outside of this little room. And I'm in my car driving out. I'm like, Brantley? And he goes, hey, man.
I love that.
And he walks over to the car. We're talking. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm Topgolf. I was like, me too. I was at Topgolf too. Hit him golf balls. I don't know if he was, I don't know why he was there. But just, it was that weird thing too.
Game.
Where he's tall and I'm sitting in the car. So it's totally awkward. He's like bent over and I'm like, I don't know how to tell you to just go. Because I like you, but this is standing awkward. That was blocking traffic. But I was like, Brantley? And he turns around like, who's yelling at me? So, yeah, I like that one. You know the song I like, Amy?
What?
I like that World for Two. Do you know, can you remember who sings this?
Meet me out where the stars turn blue. Come on, touch the sky and enjoy the view.
Oh.
So come here.
I don't remember.
I wish that I could build a world for two.
I like it.
It is good, huh?
I wish that I could build a world for two.
They came in and played it once.
Well, shoot.
I know. Eddie, do you know?
Is it High Valley?
Uh-uh.
Kiss me.
They came in and we were blown away at how good they were.
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
King Calloway.
Oh, yeah. But this didn't sound like all five of them or seven.
Well, there's only... Well, they did...
or ten.
We played this song while we talked to them off the air, and then they did a bunch of singing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they actually played this for us. We played it while they were here.
Okay.
But I like this one. This is called World for Two.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you would. And I just wish there were more songs about tying up boats.
Get to it.
Tie up your boat.
Take off your coat.
Evan Rude. I'm going to play this now. This is called, a band's called King Calloway. It's called World for Two. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs on the radio right now. Check it out. Maybe it's new to you.
Sometimes I think this world's too much. All the hurt, all the hate, all it takes is a human touch. It's so easy to get lost in the light. Make a change, make a choice. All the noise, we can drown it out.
All right, here's a mom tip for you from Amy. What do you have?
Okay, if you're trying to get your kids to eat something healthy, stop calling it healthy. Like, don't refer to it as healthy because then they think, oh, it's probably not going to be good because broccoli's healthy and that doesn't taste good. So just say, oh, this is so yummy. So start using the word yummy and awesome and eliminate healthy. It's supposed to, like, trick them. I don't know. They did a test on a bunch of preschoolers, and it worked.
Well, I guess if you're feeding them healthy things and they don't like it, they would assume healthy with anything they don't like.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
We would all do, even as adults. Mm. You could probably do that to your husbands out there, too. I mean, really.
Oh, good point. I could.
Yeah, I mean, preschoolers,
I'd be
husbands,
like,
same thing.
This is yummy.
Like, just like, tastes so good. Even though it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tip.
That is the tip. And I'm going to start, like with my son, if I say healthy, he's not that turned on to eat it. But if I say this will make your muscles strong, I know that works for him because he wants to grow muscles. So that's what I use for him. But for my daughter, I'm going to start saying yummy.
I was looking at your Insta story and I saw him standing on the wall getting taller.
He is.
Has he grown?
He really has grown. And sometimes I look at him because, you know, when you see him all the time, you don't really see the growth. But then I look back at pictures and then I'm like, okay, wow, he really has grown, which is exciting but he's still little. People still think he's 5 and he's going to turn 9 this summer.
And your daughter turns 12.
Next week.
This weekend, huh?
Yeah. Next week. It's during the week.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a party this weekend?
No party. We're going to probably do, we're trying to figure out her gift situation and what we want to do, but I don't want to say in case she's listening.
Oh.
But I don't know that we'll.
So I should take her pony back?
You got her a pony. Is it going to live in your backyard? I mean, I'll take it. Is it miniature?
She'll be 12. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You met her at the orphanage when she was like 6?
Yeah, 5 and a half, 6. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And now she's turning 12. She's like a young lady.
Almost a teenager.
I know.
That's crazy. Well, all right, so tell your husband it's healthy, and also you can tell your kids in that too.
Yep.
And that's how to get it. Not healthy. Don't
no,
tell
yummy.
Them it's healthy. It's yummy.
It's yummy.
Yummy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I always read these stories about nightmares. And again, I've had doctors tell me, and I've been diagnosed with having PTSD because I've been jumped a few times, or I've been jumped, attacked, had my house broken into, lots of stuff like that, death threats. But that being said, I have this story. Scientists believe that they have identified the part of the brain that causes bad dreams, which could possibly lead to a way to prevent them. They reveal higher activity in the left-hand side of the brain is the reason we have bad dreams. Researchers took brain scans of participants who also described their dreams. Bad or angry dreams were found associated with an imbalance in front brain activity. Remember that movie we watched where the guy climbed the rocks?
Mm-hmm. Free Solo.
Free Solo.
And they looked at his brain and they found stuff in his brain. How am I going to say what it is? Because you should watch that documentary. How much does it cost to get my brain looked at? Because that's what I think about. Like, how can I get somebody to look at my brain? When I was having those seizures, they did a brain thing on me, but it was just for that. But they say they're trying to figure out how to work with PTSD people. A couple things have been suggested to me. One, there's like low dosing LSD.
That's legal?
Yeah. It's like a thing. I mean, I'm not there in my life.
It's cool, man.
It's not even that. Look it up.
Is that like acid? I don't know.
Low dose LSD.
Listen, we're so non-drug culture.
No, I know.
Like, I've never smoked a cigarette, much less smoked weed. So, wait, what is it? Do you see what that's called? Yeah. And doctors will administer it. What's that say?
LSD microdosing.
Will
make people feel sharper.
And it's part of fighting PTSD. They've done it with some people that come back from war, and it actually helps them. My PTSD is so bad sometimes, and I even hate saying it because I didn't go fight for our country. I just got beat up.
Well, everybody has a different level. Did you see Ariana Grande share her brain scan? Because she had that
Manchester
concert, and the bomb went off, and like 22 of her fans died. I mean, it was really, but her brain has been scanned since then, and it shows where the PTSD is. So, I mean,
that's all I need to do.
You don't have to have gone to war.
I remember the first time I had a gun held in my head and I got whooped with a gun, like pistol whipped. I didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
I was just like, huh, how about that? I just got hit with a gun. But then I got, I jumped to work. Anyway, bunch of crap. But I struggle, and that's why I almost ordered wine the other night. I told you I've never had drank alcohol because everybody's died from it, my family. But I was like, man, I need something to like take some sort of edge off of me.
Right.
Because I go to bed and I'm just like, ugh! I mean, I walk around like that, just as tense as can be. And I have a prescription for Xanax. I don't like to take it because my memory doesn't work as well the next day. But I'm telling you, I'm a better person when I take one. I'm just a better person. I can think rationally. I like can have normal like conversations with my heart.
Right. But yeah.
But if I start taking a bunch, then I'm like,
right. It all adds up.
It's a bad thing.
The more you take, the more you have to take, and then the more you're taking.
That never was a problem for me. I never had to take more, ever.
You never had to go up in your dosage
for
it to work?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
I was just, because to sleep is what the only time I would take it.
Right.
I just take one and go to sleep.
But I know. Like, I don't know how some people take Xanax during the day and like function.
I took one last night, but then I woke up and I was like, all right, I feel pretty good. I don't know, man. I gotta get my brain looked at or something. Feel good.
Maybe someone would take you on as like an experiment.
Yeah, but then I wake up and I'm speaking French. And
LSD program.
I'm like, I'm not. The microdosing is something I've read about them doing with vets and stuff, or people who have had some serious issues with PTSD. But yeah, anyway, I wish I could figure out what's on my brain because it's terrible. Because then I get sick because I'm not sleeping. Like I wake up and I go, am I dreaming? Is somebody breaking into my house? I'm about to get murdered, and I have to go walk around and touch things in my house and take my hand and touch the counter and touch the couch. I know I'm nutty, but maybe I just need somebody in the bed with me.
Well, I mean, you had Dusty for a really long time,
care. He's just like,
you still had issues. I don't know.
Amy, he's calling out.
Dusty had
calling
a nightmare.
Calling out what? Oh, to the girls?
Yes.
Oh, that's your...
I'm not calling out.
Call? Oh, that's what you're doing.
No, it's not like, I'm doing a mating call.
Calling all girls.
It's the nerdy mating call.
You might need to find a new mating call.
You know, that's a good nerdy white male mating call. Let's go stand on the street.
Here they go.
Anyway, okay, I'm done. Bobby Bone, come on. In the next couple days, I guess you're on a podcast for once, huh?
Yes, recorded one with Carla Marie, and she has a podcast called Side Hustlers. And she said, she doesn't even know if you know this, but she started her podcast because of something you said to her.
What did I say?
Well, she's been in radio for a while, and you said, what's your side hustle? And she was like, what? I don't have one. You're like, everybody in radio has a side hustle, something else they're working on. What are you working on? And she was like, oh. So then she decided to make her podcast her side hustle and then also call it side hustle and talk to people about their side hustles.
Oh, wow.
So like you were behind it all. So I was like, that's right. America's Mentor.
I don't know if I would use the term side hustle. I don't think I say that, though. I probably was like, you need another job.
Well, she... That's how she said it all came about. And she said she doesn't even know if she's ever told you that.
She hasn't. And so
I thought I would pass it along.
A pin of rose on my nose.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, inspiring.
Everybody's got side hustles around here. Amy, you have a podcast. And
yeah, I'm about to side hustle that today.
Got a couple kids. Side hustling them.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, do you have a side hustle?
Yeah, I do the sheep magazine.
What?
I design the Hampshire sheep magazine.
What?
Yeah. Say that again.
What is that?
I did it in college, and then I just kind of kept doing it.
Well, I don't know what that is.
It's called, like, you know, Hampshire, like sheeps.
Oh,
like,
sheep.
Like the animal sheep.
You design a sheep magazine?
Yes. I have, like, many of them that I've done.
That's cool.
Is this a joke?
I don't know.
She looks serious.
There's a magazine that's only sheep?
Yeah. They're called Hampshire. It's the American Hampshire Sheep Association.
Are they selling sheep, or what is the magazine?
Yeah. It's like
you
trading
designed a
sheep
magazine to sell sheep, and we had
like,
no idea?
For the FFA? Kind of. Oh. Along those lines.
Huh.
Okay. Lunchbox, do you have a side hustle?
I mean, we got the podcast, but besides that, I'm still working on my side hustle. I got a lot of, lines out there, but nothing's bit yet.
All right. Eddie, you have anything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the Sore Losers podcast, Raging Idiots. I got my kids.
There you go.
Foster parent.
Bobby,
what's your side hustle?
A side hustle is like a way you're making money on the side.
Oh, not making money on the fostering, no.
Or the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Or
the podcast. Yeah. We don't make money on the podcast.
It's just that. So no side hustle yet. All right. We're gonna head out. Appreciate everybody for being here. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, today I have a lot of side hustling going on. I had to get my lashes done.
Yeah, I went to Amy's lash appointment a few weeks ago. She goes to this place called Lash here in Nashville.
Why did you go?
Because I wanted to watch.
Oh.
He was very curious.
Because she lays down
you
on
just sat there and watched?
Well, not all of
he
it.
He filmed it.
I'm a voyeur.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to see what, and Amy lays down and they go to work on her eyelashes. The girl's name is Amy that also does Amy's eyelashes. And so I was just like, what happens here? It's very scientific and
she and Amy's really, really good. But we normally listen to a podcast, or that's when I schedule conference calls because my eyes are closed. I can't do anything. So I lay there, either take a nap, do a call, or listen to a podcast.
Yeah, it's a long time. I didn't say the whole time.
Yeah. Good. That would be weird.
I got a couple things. I got a... Go to the allergist today. The world is full of pollen. It's pollen everywhere.
How much more do you have to go back?
Well, I just got to go do that thing where they watch me take a pill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is not going to be awkward at all. All right, everybody, gather around. I'm going to take a pill. 3, 2, 1.
Everyone's like, no need for the epi.
Yeah, you did it. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. The show Instagram is @BobbyBoneShow. Thank you so much. You can be anywhere in the world, but we're happy you're here. Thank you. Bobby.